The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 30th of April, 2025, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. And that was Ya Doctrine opening the show for us with his track, One People. I got a full studio this morning, but before we get to our guests, let's do a little housekeeping. I want to remind you about the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition 2025, organized by Carlton Bethel, great-great-great-great-grandson of the Loyalist Charles Farquharson. This competition is open to junior and high school students across the archipelago. To win the competition, you must provide two pieces of data. The government recording record for Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will. That's the government recording record for Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will. And the date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. The date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. You're going to call the show, indicate that you would like to play the game, enter the competition, submit your answers. You'll be transferred to the producer. You give the producer the name of the student, the grade and school they attend, and the answers. And of course, contact information. And you'll be contacted by the organizers before end of day to indicate whether you have won or whether you get to try again. At this point, the prize money is up to $450 plus other gift cards and surprises from local vendors. Again, this is the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition for junior and high school students. To win, provide the government recording record for Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will and the date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. And that is it. Now, I have guests joining me in studio today. We are talking about an event that's taking place this evening. This is Wednesday, the 30th of April, 2025. But before we get there, I just want to highlight two other events that are taking place on the island of New Providence. I'm looking at one of my guests in the studio right now. We were just having a debate about what is what on New Providence. This place can tell me there's only two cities.
Settlements.
On New Providence.
The Bahamas, we say settlement.
One is Nassau, and one is Carmichael.
Yes.
And if you ain't in Carmichael, then you in Nassau.
Yes.
Is that how it works?
And if you in boat, you in New Providence.
Look at this type of Anyway, I have a guest in here who have a song called Obear With Me, and I think that's exactly what you asking me to do, is to obear with you. But if you ain't in Nassau, you in Carmichael. If you ain't in Carmichael, you in Nassau. And if you're in boat, you're on New Providence. That's song lyrics. Mm. Anyway.
Yeah, I hope that provide motivation for our guests today, artists.
Absolutely, for them for tonight as well. Yeah. But two other events taking place this evening on the island. The first is a tribute to Patricia Clinton McCullis, renowned Bahamian, Renaissance woman, poet, writer, author, editor, journalist, advocate, activist, rabble-rouser. Just a, anyway, I ain't gonna use that word. I can use it, she's a hell of a Bahamian woman. That's what she is, and will always be. That's taking place tonight at Spotlight Lounge. See, that's on the farthest end of Carmichael. Mm-hmm. That's almost as far, in fact, you need a visa to get from Coral Harbor into the main New Providence, as I can call it. Also taking place tonight on the other end of the island, at the Fox Hill Community Center, is the Child Protection Forum being organized by Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Island Gems Initiative. It's an important discussion. There will be local advocates and stakeholders attending the event that starts, I think, at 6 p.m. this evening at the Fox Hill Community Center. And right in the middle tonight, at Four Wall Squash Club, we have a big, big event, the Black Box Open Mic. And I have guests in studio with me, representatives from the Black Box Open Mic Initiative. I have two of the featured artists performing this evening. And listen, one of these by them is so phenomenal, right? The time will come when we decide we're going to do the Ronnie Butler biopic, and this by playing Ronnie Butler. I on him like a Grammy on a grandson who don't like go to church.
Why are you trying to age yourself like that?
Because look at all these young people in the studio. I even get to the rest of the young people in the studio. Anyway, the young man is Sherwood Ramming, musician, producer, curator of experiences. And then also joining us, I have Yeah, Doctrine, also known as, what do they call you, sir? Stubbsdale, Dr. Stubbsdale?
Yeah. Stubbsdale, dog, yes, I know.
Right. He is a potcake scientist, and he has in the studio with him two of his potcake scientist trainees. You all think I'm joking. I'm not joking. See, at my time at the spot, I was able to use most of my skills, one of them being I'm a world-class interpreter. Right, and I am proficient in Bahamian Sign Language, Caribbean Sign Language. I even do a little bit of Martian, American Sign Language, Global Standard Sign Language. I speak lizard, curly tail, transparent, and gecko. I speak dolphin. I speak starfish. And most of all, I speak pot cake. See, I live in Johnson Road. If you don't speak potcake, you ain't gonna make it.
Correct.
You need
Correct.
To be able to talk to them potcakes, because they serious about their business. Every day I walk down the road, the potcake has stopped me, miss, you ready to get get on the side of the road. We biting you out anyway. You
potcakes need... is bite?
Yes, oh, they
no
do
man.
Bite.
No man, no man.
You must be a wonderful person. Yeah. You ain't never get bite by a potcake.
A wonderful dog.
She don't
do Listen.
She don't walk
why would you just assume that because they bite, they're not wonderful dogs? Potcakes bite at the right time. See, it's only these well-trained pedigree dogs that come with certificate and provenance that don't know when to bite. Mm. They're the only ones who go crazy and just bite anybody walking down the road. Potcakes are smart. They're sharp. They're strategic. First of all, they know anybody could be the body to feed you, so you don't bite until they do you something.
That's true.
I'm telling you, this is science. And we got your Doctrine, a podcake scientist, in studio with us today. But he's not here in his capacity as podcake scientist. He is here because he's a featured performer.
Yeah, it's hard to hide one side of yourself. No, actually encouraged me not to do that, so it's a testament to that.
Absolutely. Now, I'm going to start with the organizer, one of the organizers, representative from the Dundas Black Box Open Mic Initiative. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ms. Sergeant.
Good morning. Darling Sergeant.
Ms. Darling Sergeant.
Yes,
see?
Good morning.
I's a Grammy and you's a teacher. We can make this work. How you doing?
I'm good.
All right. So tonight is the night.
Yes, tonight is the night. We're doing a collaboration with the Ponciana Paper Press, Naparimo, and
Sonia Farmer.
And Four Walls.
And Four Walls Squash Club.
So we'll be there at Four Walls.
Okay, so now we can start right there. Why are we having the Dundas Black Box open mic at Four Walls Squash Club?
Okay, so the Dundas, the Save the Dundas campaign, that's what all of the Black Box open mic nights are a part of the Save the Dundas campaign. It is to raise funds for the Dundas Center for the Performing Arts. Mm-hmm. And we are still in need of funding. You know, there are a lot of people who've been coming up to us recently saying, oh, the government gave you, you know, X amount of money. And yes, that is true, but that's only a percentage of the money that we will need. That's less than half that we need. So we've seen a lot of support. We've had a lot of, we've had the raffles, and we've been doing the open mic nights, and we basically created it to build a community of artists and to, you know, bring the artists together, because that's what the Dundas is all about. So we're having this fundraiser to support Art and Poetry Month, and we're actually also paying tribute tonight to the late Elon Catch the Crab.
Elon Moxley.
Yeah, the crab.
I in my fatigues. I didn't want to let the cat out the bike.
And also Patricia Glinton McCullough. So we're paying tribute to both of them tonight at the open mic night. We're expected to see a lot of like various performances. So we have singers, we have musicians who play instruments, we have rappers, we have poets, we have so we have a good mixture.
We have the women's
entertainment.
We have the women's branch of the Guy Fawkes Party coming out to perform.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you see them on the sign up list? You need to check
the sign up list. And but we do have a good amount of talent and a good mixture of people. And then we have like we have here in the studio, we have Sherwood Ramming and we have Yah Doctrine here with us, and they are also going to add a lot to the event by gracing us with their performances. And I just want to give a shout out to some of the poets we're going to have tonight as well. We have Tanisha Pratt, Andrew Gomez, Arthella Isaacs, and Taran Bryce coming out tonight to give poems. They are part of the Naparimo group with Sonia Farmer. So they're going to come out and they're going to be doing that as well.
All right. So we had Four Walls Squash Club because some of the funds that have been donated already are already being put to use, right? They are renovating parts of the Dundas right now.
So not really, but they're preparing to. So yes, because of the funds that we've raised, because of the support that we've gotten, we are starting to renovate the space. We've also built a beautiful outdoor deck. If you drive past Dundas, you can take a peep in and you'll see the outdoor deck. It's lovely, especially in the night with the lights over it. In the summer, there will be renovations.
Almost straight through.
Some renovations to
I
the
guess
other
we're
building.
Trying to get it back up and going before Shakespeare in Paradise and the Short Tale series begins.
Yes, but actually we have a play coming up, Arsenic and Old Lace, and I'll tell you a little bit about that later.
I can tell you about Arsenic and Old Lace. You round here dissing people about you aging yourself. What you know about Arsenic and Old Lace?
Arsenic and Old Lace is the upcoming play at the Dundas Center. So we're they're promoting that. They're working on that. So we're collaborating with Four Walls tonight as they prepare for that. And we encourage people to come out and support the plays too, because that's a part of supporting
the initiative.
The initiative. So support our plays, support the open mic night, support the other events that we have coming up. We're supposed to be having a fair coming up soon, sometime next month. But so continue to follow us on social media about that.
Yeah, like dear young people, if your Grammy ever giving you trouble about a Saturday night or a Friday night, oh, you're going gallivanting again, eh? Oh, look at you, all young people don't like stay home. Say, Grammy, I know Arsenic and Old Lace was your favorite movie. Don't be playing with me about gallivanting. You know you like madness. Anyway, Arsenic and Old Lace is an excellent play. It's hilarious. It's witty. It's suspense. It's drama. It's mystery. And it's like a look at real life. Like, you thought your Grammy wasn't into nothing. Your Grammy was into things, buddy. And that's why you had to go to bed at 7 p.m. That's when life was good. Okay, so Tonight, the April open mic is at Four Wall Squash Club. What time are we starting?
Okay, the doors open at 7, mm-hmm. but we start at 8.
At 7, because there's a lot more to do than just
yes.
the performances. So tell
yes.
us about what else there is to do at the open mic.
Okay, so there'll be opportunities to write little small poems and decorate the space with it.
Okay.
Also, we have some sidewalk chalk, so you could do some little fun art out there as well, because we support art in all forms.
Okay.
So it's not just singing, dancing, music,
now, you have a hashtag.
Acting.
You have a hashtag?
Yes, we have hashtag #BlackBox242.
Okay.
And
so
we also have hashtag #SaveTheDundas.
Okay.
That's our
so
two hashtags. And keep culture alive. Hashtag keep culture alive.
All right. So if I'm out there, I do my art, my chalk art, or
yeah.
I write my poem, put it up, take pictures.
Yeah.
I should tag all my pictures with BlackBox242, save culture alive.
Yes. And you can find out more information about the Black Box, what we're doing, what the Dundas is doing, on our Instagram and Facebook at Black Box Open Mic Night. And it is the_black_box_open_mic.
In between each one.
Yeah.
But you know what that's for?
It's very dramatic, you know.
No, it's more than just dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
That using the underscore between each word in a hashtag, and also maybe capitalizing each word, but especially the underscore, it makes that hashtag readable. Mm-hmm. Easily readable by a mobility aid. So an app that would translate text to speech. Mm. Underscore in between each word makes it easier for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so
yeah, so it's clear because it is long. So,
yeah, we do that for accessibility so more people could access the hashtag, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now in the Zoom room, producer, we ready in the Zoom room? We have Sonia Farmer, owner and founder of Ponciana Paper Press. Good morning, Ms. Farmer. All right. Hold on. I'm coming in right now. Good morning, Ms. Farmer.
Hi. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Morning. How you doing?
Oh, I'm recovering. How is everyone there?
We good. So tell us why it was important for Ponciana to partner with the Black Box Open Mic for Poetry Month.
So every month, Ponciana Paper Press, which is a center for writing, book arts, and publishing that I run here in Nassau, we celebrate Poetry Month throughout April with a challenge that happens around the globe.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the NaPoRiMo Challenge. And NaPoRiMo is just a shortened phrase for National Poetry Writing Month. And the challenge is to for poets to write a poem a day throughout the month of April. So 30 poems in 30 days, which is pretty hardcore, but it is really great for just getting into the habit of writing every day, because often, you know, that's just what's missing is just the
practice,
the habit building of showing up for your craft.
Yeah.
So for 3 years now, I've operated a WhatsApp group through Ponciana Paper Press, where about 65 people are in the group right now, which is really cool. And I share one prompt per day to help poets, to inspire them to write a poem every day. And it doesn't have to be like a full-on Shakespearean sonnet, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The goal is just to write something every day. So sometimes the prompt is one word, sometimes it's a phrase, sometimes it's a form, you know. So we've done haikus. Today is a poetic form called a blazon, which is kind of like an ode.
Listen,
today is the final day, of course.
Okay, hold on. It's like an ode. ODE,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
It's a self blazon, and that's
an ode to self.
An ode to self, basically, yes. So we're gonna see what rolls in through the day, but it ties into the event tonight, because I'm not gonna give it all away. But one of the activities is a poetic activity, which requires the person to make a sort of poetic reflection on themselves. So the people in the group are getting a little head start. And whoever is here, because of the WhatsApp group, Bahamians poets who are living abroad, who are participating, you know, so it's a way that we can create community, even if people aren't here on island. But of course, only people on island can attend the open mic tonight. So it is a way to keep it inclusive. But the really exciting thing about NaPoRiMo this year, for our third year, is that we've expanded it and partnered with a few institutions to collaborate on certain experiences. And this is the last one for the month. So we're really excited to collaborate with the Black Box. We've been following the work that they've been doing for the Dundas. And of course, the Dundas is our neighborhood because we're located on Parkgate Road. So I consider the Dundas parthood. I consider Four Walls Squash and Social Club part of our neighborhood. And we made the decision to keep it, you know, in the area.
Okay.
The open mic evening for that reason, right? Because you got to hold it down for the East. The West has a lot.
Yeah. So, okay.
Yeah. So we're really excited. We haven't really been able to have a proper, like, celebration at the end of the National Poetry Month, you know, because we do it in the group. But I think it is important to celebrate the fact that poets have challenged themselves to write a poem every day. And I'm really excited to see these couple of poets come out tonight who are willing to share their work. It's going to be a great night.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I already have a poem, Ode to Self. I size Andrus on the outside, but I size Long Island on the inside. Ode to Self. You got to love yourself, baby. You got to love yourself. All right. So this is awesome. Now, listen, are you going to be featuring the works of any of the poets in Napo Rimo at the Rabble Bookshop, which is with inside the paper press?
We do have books by some of the poets reading tonight available at the press. Tanisia Pratt's collection of poetry, Blue, is available at Rabble Bookshop, which is located at Quinciana Paper Press.
Mm-hmm.
And also a few of Taran Bryce's poetry collections are there as well. In addition, we have books by Andrew Gomez in the library. So we also have like a pretty extensive library at Quinciana Paper Press. The books are not available to like take out, but one could come during the open hours and just sit in the library, enjoy, you know, the AC, the free Wi-Fi, the like lovely atmosphere with like murals painted by Angelica Wallace Whitfield on the walls, you know, chill out and read some poetry for free. So Rabble Bookshop, the open hours to the public are Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. She has some, Alicia Wallace runs the shop.
Okay.
Her hours are a little bit shortened for now. They're from 11 until 3 on Thursdays and Saturdays. But in general, I am usually there from 10 until 6. So just come through Thursday, Friday, and Saturday if you would like to purchase a book or see what other kind of goodies that Rabble Bookshop has. She brings in really incredible novels and learning resources, not only for adults, but for kids as well. Mm-hmm. Books that you can't find in other shops.
Yeah.
And it's really worth a look if you get a chance.
Absolutely. Now tell me you have Andrew Gomez in the Zoom room with you, man.
I don't.
That's your business. Okay, here's what I'm going to need you to do. I'm going to need you to reach out to Andrew and say, Andrew, the message is for me, that I missed the Black Bear Poetry Slam, but please bring some of the winners from the Poetry Slam that took place last week, Wednesday. Please bring some of those winners with him to Four Walls Squash Club tonight to join the festivities.
Mm-hmm. Andrew is taking part. He will be reading, which I'm really excited about. But yeah, it's a great initiative that he hosts out there at it's Tuga, right?
Yeah. Tuga Comedy Club.
Yeah, this poetry slam that they do, it seems like once a month. Very groovy.
Oh, nice. Once a month. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have to get on it. Okay, now, I want to focus now on, y'all thought I was going to say the young podcast scientists in the room, the musicians featured for this evening's event. We opened the show with Yad Doctrine's song, One People. Now, Yad Doctrine. Mm-hmm. How long have you been making music?
Since the late 90s. But I mean, you know, like seriously, let's say 2003, 2004.
When your song Hard Times came out?
That would have been 2008 or 9. Yeah, that's when I was preparing my first album.
Okay, and your first album was Echoes of History?
Echoes of History, yes.
Okay, now, this is the question I have to ask you. How come your name is Yad Doctrine, but you're a rap artist?
Hey, good question. Because I used to be DeJuan Stubby. That's the rapping version of me. Spiritual journey, and I wanted my music to reflect a more serious version of me. I think in high school, I was more comedic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Spining myself.
Yeah.
And by the time as I found myself, I was like, well, I am stubby, but That don't represent the depth of what I have to offer.
Yeah. All right. So how'd you formulate, how'd you coin Yah doctrine? And okay. What does that mean to you?
Fair enough. I was in a band in college called Doctrine.
Okay.
Vicky, shout out to Vicky. Vicky Duo. Vicky them own Bush Garden at Fish Fry now.
Okay.
And my brethren Massacre in Jamaica doing big things with his music career. And so we was in a band.
Okay.
And after the band, I took on the name.
This was a song, I saw the song with Massacre that you did with Massacre.
Yeah, that's Dead Man Walking.
Yeah, Dead Man Walking.
Yeah.
That's a nice hip-hop track, though.
I mean, that's actually traditional solid reggae, roots reggae track.
Yeah.
Would be kind of flowing, rapping over it.
Okay.
And I use it in my Bahamian dialect. And he using his Jamaican patois. So I remember Randy C said that was your combination.
Mm-hmm. Another song producer. Play Mr. Commissioner. Former, please. Don't play it past the 1 minute mark.
Right. What I say?
No, that's not what you say. I like that segment right there.
Gotcha.
This is Mr. Commissioner by Yah Doctrine.
Mr. Commissioner, sitting me right, man, your officers came on wasting the criminals. Mr. Commissioner, I mean all, but some of them keep dissing us, hurting the citizens, yo. Mr. Commissioner, it seems like the system only work if you're visiting, boys if you're living it, yo. Mr. Commissioner, they tell me you in charge, so I hope that you listen up, things need fixing up, corrupted is the system, targeting you just for your religion.
So yeah, Doctrine, how old is that song?
That's around to dying.
I don't believe you because I have a story in the paper today that say disciplined officer over violently taking phone. It's like that song is applicable to right today.
Yeah.
Right?
Unfortunately, the system is working well.
So tell me what inspired that song, because that you speaking directly to the commissioner, right? Was there a moment or an event or a series of events that inspired that song?
Oh, yeah. I think I need to do a Mrs. or Miss Commissioner now. Anyway, but what inspired the song was there was a gentleman in Kemp Road, Brandon, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And around the time that touched me, right? Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to write a song to represent that shouldn't be happening. The police shouldn't be shooting on our people trying to cover it up. And I think his grandmother was super hurt. And so so that touched me, and I wanted to do something to touch on that topic.
Yeah, it's a timely song. In fact, when I played it in the house last night, my friend was like, "You putting that on the playlist, right?
Wow.
Please." And she didn't even, I mean, we didn't foresee this headline in today's paper, right? But I love that even your oldest music, it stands the test of time. It's relevant, right? Now, you have a song here called Nuff Gyal. Now, I think it's a cool song. No, I like it. I think it's a cool song. It also has a message, right? And then it have two of my friends in it. Leah Enias, now renowned actress, and she was in the movie, in the box office, Into the Blue, right?
Yep.
Along with a number of projects. And she was also a cast member in the most award-winningest season of Gombe Kids. Leah Enias, and then Nakia Pearson, who's also my cousin and your schoolmate, your old classmate. I had to remind her about that. So tell me, for you, how
and Leah, but not directly, like a couple years separate.
How important is the music video to publishing, you know, producing your work?
How important? Oh, well, you got it. You want to do visuals. You want people to get the message on. Because, you know, the mind works with the subconscious with visuals.
Mm-hmm.
Words come after that. And we don't really realize that. So that's how we get controlled a lot. So music videos is really using that science to get people into the message of the song. And so it can get ingrained in their heart. How to do it. But in modern times, like nowadays, they say in modern, like we're so old. But in nowadays, I think the short form content is doing a lot better than the expensive music video. So a lot of artists from my generation, again, I ain't that old, but from my time period that was with just videos, now we're learning how to make the switch.
Making that transition.
Yeah.
I only have one real critique, and I think you know what that is.
I ain't sure yet.
It ain't enough pot cakes in your videos. It ain't enough pot cakes in your videos, are they?
I have struggled with integrating the two sides of me because sometimes to me they feel so different, but a lot of people have encouraged me to not separate the different sides of me. And so I'm working on that. That's been a journey.
Absolutely, absolutely. So now on to your newer work. Did you give the producer one of your songs?
I've been trying to get it. We gonna talk.
Tell me what the name of it is.
Oh, it's called Higher. Higher. Higher than ever before. Higher.
There you go. I'm going to give Miss Darling Sergeant my phone. I'm going to ask her to search Higher, Yard Doctrine, and then I'm going to send it to the producer.
Thank you.
So we're going to get into that at one point. But so from the playlist I found last night, Forgiveness, Culture Song, One People, Producer, Play Movie Star.
Oh, wow. Crazy. Okay. That's not many people have requested to hear that one.
But I think that's because most people don't know it exists.
That's fair too.
Now listen to this. This guy's not just a rapper. He's making Reagan's great music too.
Going again. Some trip about scarce resources. We just gotta come together and share. Unite.
Your doctrine here.
Ducks and love their soul. One switch up their goal. Say the one live like a movie star. Say the mother work hard. Send them off to school. Still laying up in a police car. Money like a secret. Everybody want know. Some people can't keep it. Everybody want show. But you happy work hard. Everybody want grow. If you wanna be rich, nobody want be broke. Yes, you happy keep it. Working till the weekend. Keep watching down for leeches. Some of them keep teething. Try take my eye. My oh my eye. And I be stomping out your features. So don't try.
That's you. I want you all to know that Yard Doctrine forget he make a Reagan scrape song, but now you have to remember because that was sweet.
Yeah, thank you.
That was nice, man.
Appreciate it.
And what I like most of all is that I got a culture, I got a dance hall, I got a lot of rap, and I got a Reagan scrape all coming from you, but all with your.
Thank you.
Now tell us about a producer. Let's get ready to play the track I just sent you.
Okay.
This is one of your newer pieces of work.
Yeah, that's current.
All right, it's called Higher.
No, the answer that quick. No,
it's not called Higher.
I mean, it is. But yeah, I know what you was asking with your eyes.
Listen, but I like it. Let's play Higher, and then I want you to tell us about. Just some of the new energy, the energy behind your new work.
Right.
Producer, when you're ready.
Horses go on planning. For resources, they blow lands up. Then the people at once panic. As the leaders, they all glance up. The elites and the top families. Building ships to get off this planet.
We must become more than ever before.
Yeah, Doctrine, I like it.
Thank you.
Now, Miss Darling Sergeant just said that she already got some text saying, make sure your Doctrine plays some of his older tracks as well as some of his new tracks.
Our coordinator,
as well.
Nadine, she's on me.
And that's Nadine Roots and Culture Brown. If anybody knows how to spot talent, it's that woman.
Chuja.
Yeah. So, okay, so two things. You have a new album. Are you working on a new album? Are you presenting some of your new singles to us in anticipation of the new album?
Yeah. I'm working more so like on singles, as I, keep, living
doing
what I do. And then an album will manifest itself from a collection of singles.
All right. I'm happy for this because that means you have more time to work on some pot cake music.
Yes.
I need you to find an Airbnb in Johnson Road. Take about a week and a half, 2 weeks off a week.
Okay.
Come post up in Johnson Road and just watch how these pot cakes move in Johnson Road, right?
Okay.
There's so many homeowners that like they having this love-hate relationship with the animals because they love the animal. Mm-hmm. They provide the best environment they possibly can at home for them, but their pod cake still is go. And then you realize that your pod cake have a whole nother family.
Oh, wow.
Down the road.
That's very Bahamian.
Let me tell you a story of a person who went to go look the pod cake.
Yeah, and the pod got a whole nother
went poop. Missing. And when he saw the dog, right? The dog was playing with these little children in the yard. The little children is and the dog look at him and say, shh.
Now, Aaron.
Not right now.
Aaron, yeah. I had a purebred, and she did the same thing.
She would run away and then play with other families?
Yeah, we found her. We was like, oh, she's gone. She had stitches that needed to be removed. And and she was with a family down the hill. I was like, not the neighbors.
Yes.
But you know, the pot cake is a term of endearment. And I really want people to focus on that aspect of it. Because what you're all telling me is stories of love. Mm-hmm. You know, now we have a culture of not having proper yard enclosures. That needs to change. But I think the narrative as well, that bad to dogs or whatever, I think that needs to change too.
Yeah.
Because I hear more love stories than horror stories.
Yeah, yeah. People love up dogs, love up a pot cake, you know. And they love to see other parts of nature thriving as well. And see, what's particular about the Johnson Road area, right, is because the pot cake have the Fox Hill nightlife to the south and the Eastern Road ambiance and nightlife to the north.
Yep.
I mean, I'm telling you, I watched pot cakes I know live deep in Johnson Road heading out to Montague Beach.
I got a hard question for you, though.
Yeah, yeah.
What is a pot cake?
Okay, so typically people say that a pot cake is just a mixture, like a mud, a mix of breeds.
Okay.
But I think that a pot cake has to have one element, which is it has to be a descendant of the Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Shebang, wow.
Which is the
interesting.
Which is the dog that the governor, right? So like the governor, who then they moved across the Commonwealth, would have had a Rhodesian Ridgeback. The governor brought that dog here, or those dogs here, and that dog's genealogy. For me, a pot cake have a streak of Rhodesian Ridgeback in it, which is why it's so smart, intelligent, and amicable, friendly. It knows who is friendly and when to be friendly.
Now, you know, Dr. Fielding did like genetic studies on the pot cake. And so, I mean, anyone go research it, go read it up or whatever. And so,
Dr. William Fielding.
Yeah. And so the pot cake, he may call me and say, hey, Steph, you got me wrong. But but I don't think that the pot cake has any distinguishable genetic traits differently from other mongrels around the world. But I had a pot cake dog show the other day that did pretty well.
Okay.
And so I had to come up with a definition for the pot cake competition. Mm-hmm. And so what I said was, if you cannot distinguish any particular breed in your dog,
that's a pot cake.
To me, that distinguishes as a great definition for a pot cake.
Mm-hmm. I also read that it was related to the Lucayan dog.
Yeah,
the barkless dog, which is pretty unique.
Read the article because I think Dr.
Which makes the lyric even more intriguing. Y'all know what the lyrics are, young people? Mm-hmm. You know what lyric I referencing? Dog don't bark at no way. Because we had a barkless dog. Listen, this is science, young people. Yeah. This is science. Okay, I excited about the pot cake. I mean, really. They just bring joy to your heart. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited about having Sherwood Ramming in studio with me today. But let's take a moment, producer. Let's go to the phone line and let's see who's calling today. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Did I miss you?
I have some questions, right?
Yes, sir.
How come the Bahamian pot cake is the only dog in this universe? You can feed him peanut butter and jelly. You can feed him leftover tuna. You can feed him corned beef and white rice, and he don't get no heartworm. The PR breed dog, you give him Purina, he's dead on the spot.
Okay.
Why is that?
I have a theory.
And guess what? The pot cake, you ain't got to care for no doctor. Nothing. You ain't got to care for no walk.
He know how to walk himself. He know what grass to eat when he need to throw up. I tell him, I know a pot cake. He's got the chicken snack, treacle lick, and a pack of cigarettes. And the dog back.
I know, pot cake, he live long in Arizona.
Yeah.
The poor big dog, had him for 1 year, dead.
They can't take the stress.
We laugh at it, right? Mm-hmm. But I think there's some genuine science that's underlying that. And this I haven't studied this, but it's a theory, right? the original dog, similar to what Crystal spoke about, was, you know, like a Barkless dog, yeah, right? Different parts of the world, different time periods, right? Regardless, if you split that up and you start to, like, streamline for certain breeds, you actually, in my opinion, from a genetic standpoint, probably get a weaker strain and multiplies the negative genetic traits.
Yeah.
And so the pot cake, really, when you start bringing the breeds back together to create a pot cake, which is pretty much just a solid mix, mm-hmm, of the various breeds, you're going back to what God originally created, or what the creator originally put together. We streamline to get breeds.
Or we think we're intelligent.
Or we think we're intelligent. The creator didn't make a Rhodesian Ridgeback. The creator made the proto dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Whatever, 35,000 BC or whatever you want to do the history, 10,000 BC, Serbia, Africa, Eurasia, different places, right?
Mm-hmm.
But to me, the pot cake is a throwback to that dog.
All right.
And
yeah,
so it's got to be stronger.
Okay. Right. Thank you, caller. Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller quickly. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. I am trying to reach Mr. Fennison's show, please.
Ma'am, you are on the clock with Erin Green on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm glad that you have this number stored in my phone. This is not ZNS, but since you called in, can I ask you a question? Why are you going like that yet? Anyway, ma'am, I was going to ask you a question for real. I just wanted to know if you have a dog, if you have a pot cake, if you have a pet, if you have a loved one in your home. Just as we transition, I think that pot cakes would make the best support animal.
Well, that's what I have a pot cake assisted therapy. I have a program, and that's what the students, we're all working on, where we're dealing with therapy dogs and training service dogs. So we be on it, Erin. You got to talk.
That's awesome, because the next thing I need, they're coming right now. I have a neighbor who had two dogs, and you had to harvest the avocados because the dogs love avocado.
Yeah. I just have to hide them because I think it messes up their stomach. But
it does? Yeah. Okay, because these dogs had the shiniest coats ever.
Yeah, am I saying some dogs love it and they fine?
Yeah.
I think there's some rhetoric out there that you're supposed to modify, you know,
all right,
monitor that.
Let's go to the next caller quickly. Good morning, caller. Good morning. I think you called the same number again, and I still want to ask you the question, ma'am. Do you have a pot cake? There you go. We can figure that one right out. Sherwood Ramming, I've been waiting to get you in studio, sir. Tell us your provenance.
What?
Okay, so Sherwood is a musician, a songwriter.
Yeah.
He is a lyricist. He is a producer, director. He's a curator of experiences. Are you an artist, visual artist? You paint?
No visual arts, really.
That's okay. The only thing.
That's the only thing. But he's definitely a curator of sounds. Who you is, where your people from?
My mommy and my daddy from Nassau. My grammy on my mommy's side from Exuma. My grandparents on my daddy's side from Nassau. But then from Cat Island, great-granddaddy, something like that.
There you go, Damien. That's definitely a Bahamian. Let's go to the phone line very quickly. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Miss Green. I have a pot cake. Me and your boy, paternal grandparents, grandmother is from Cat Island, and my father, my paternal granddaddy is from Exuma. So I don't mean this gentleman, you see a lot of things in common.
Yeah.
And I was listening to him comment on the mixed races of the dogs, and he's correct. No dog is actually pure here, and they are all being bred to achieve a certain breed or waking profiles for them that suits them. You could go back to the Doberman Pinscher, the Rottweiler, the Newfoundland. Most of these would have the Mastiff in them. Also, the Pit Bull would have the Terrier and other forms of dogs mixed bit in them.
Okay.
The Bulldog, et cetera, to get certain features. But what I wanted to share with pot cakes is my brother actually keeps the pot cake in the house. So it's not that you live in the inner city, you have a dog, and the dog is so clean. And when I look at it, Erin, I had a Ridgeback before, back in the 90s, early 90s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she looks just like the Ridgeback. She just doesn't have the ridge on her back.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why most of the pot cakes are that color of the Ridgeback. And they're very intelligent, Erin. And what I notice about her is she's kind of different. She's aggressive in the house. And she's studied the art of coming close to you and playing friendly. She'll put her tail between her leg like a hyena. And then when she reach up on you, she'll just start to bite you. So that's what I like about her. So we keep her inside because she's growl at you. She'll give you a warning sometimes. Like if people talk too loud and all, et cetera.
Yeah.
So they're different, and all dogs have their purpose. And so we have become the liker because, you know, when they get in fight with the pit bull, with the bulldog, it's like they want to kill us, so you got to be there
and
be monitoring it. But it's actually because the dogs are being bred for fighting, and they start to fight, it's hard to stop them.
Yeah, you have to.
Right. Yeah, bless them. Yeah.
Thank you, thank you. One more call. And then, producer, I want you to play Gotti Go. Good morning, caller. Oh, hold on, we come in. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Mr. Green, I see you, guys.
Morning.
Serious inquiries only. I have my puppy, my dog that's had 6-7 puppies. Now, if anybody say they ain't ready to go yet, they only but 5 days old. But if anyone want 2 puppies, they can let me know.
Okay, now I can show you a secret. If you don't want any more pot cakes, what we're going to do is we're going to call Bach.
Well, do that for me then.
Okay. No, you know, that's what I'm saying. If you don't want any more, then Bach will offer the service of spaying or neutering your animals. It's very important, right?
Yeah. Okay, I've got that number from you, but in the meantime, anyone wants 2 pot cakes, I get copyrighted.
Okay. Leave your number with the producer. And then I can figure out how to announce it on air without causing a federation. Dear young people, y'all don't know what a federation is, eh? Okay, that's y'all business. A federation is an old West Indian term for like a cacophony of foolishness. Like it means it's just madness happening. Yeah, that's old West Indian term because the West Indian countries, Caribbean countries, they wanted to form a federation. But we couldn't decide what we was going to eat for the first meal, whether it was going to be peas and rice and crack conch, if it was going to be doubles and curry chicken or chicken curry or jerk chicken. We couldn't decide. We called that a federation. Okay, Sherwood.
What's up?
Musician. First met you as a producer. You were producing a podcast that I was on for a host. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, I see Sherwood Ramming advertising Grounded, the live experience. Producer, get Gotti Go ready. Tell us, what is Grounded, the Live Experience?
Grounded, the Live Experience is a show that I did last year to commemorate the release of my last project, Grounded. It was just me seeking to put on the most fleshed out live version of what the album represents, because there's a lot of live instruments, a lot of horns, guitar work, drums, and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. For me, it was like Fela Kuti style. I mean, it was a big band, live performance, acoustic performance of the album.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a cacophony of experiences. it was just amazing. How long have you been performing music?
I've been performing maybe from like 20.
All right, yeah, about 12 years.
Some of that.
And do you still consider yourself a rapper?
No. No, I haven't written what I think would be a proper rap in quite some time. I don't want to do a disservice to rappers. Rappers take their time to write raps. I just sing a little.
So what inspired the song No Sudgeon?
That was a reflective song about the playfulness of high school relationships. So
that's cool.
That didn't sound playful. I know that song. And actually, I went to Grounded last year. I saw it live. It was amazing.
It was phenomenal.
It was phenomenal. A exhibition component as well.
Yeah.
What was that about?
Well, over the course of making Grounded and prepping like visual stuff, like the album artwork, Roger Dvali, my close photography, videography brethren, we kind of took a lot of photos. We spent some time just curating the look.
Mm-hmm.
And so through the course of time, we accumulated, I guess, a lot of photo works. And even I spent some time at Tommy Kalma in Houston, and she also got to capture some stuff. So we wanted to really showcase the film photography that they both did in the Grounded experience. So we had an exhibition component that showed all the visuals that we captured on film, like film photography, and then it was the audio component of the live show.
And blended together.
Yeah, so you could see was in the gallery and then.
And also, sorry, this is the thing I didn't bring sandals. So there was it's like a pit, can I call it that, on the floor?
Yeah,
so you could take off your shoes. You know, the theme was grounded. And you could walk in the soil.
And ground yourself.
And ground yourself.
Producer, play that song, man. Either Gaddy Go or Obey with me. Because I have a couple more questions I want to ask. And let me, as the producer's prepping, I have something special planned for May. I want to start a music series starting with a local professor and a series of books she produced. I'm going to have you back, Sherrod Ramming, as a part of another team showcasing a group of artists going to London.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To showcase the Bahamas. So we could get more into that. But play the song, producer, for me. Thank you.
Something's calling me from directions unknown. I can't see, but I can feel it in my bones. No escape, death and fear when I'm alone. The strangest thing used to feel like home. Oh, oh. So I gotta go.
Sherrod, when I was listening to this album, Grounded, which is track Gotta Go is taken from, specifically this track, it hit me. I said, hold on, this boy, like he's moving with a vibe from Tony McKay.
Yeah.
And then I thought, because he's grounded, because Tony McKay say, I come down like a lightning bolt, right? Like it's almost like a transit. I was mesmerized by the vibe, right? Yeah. For y'all young people, we know what a vibe is, right? But the whole feeling, the whole is a movement, right? And I said, this young boy, first of all, because it was a transition from some of your earlier work that is more rap-centered, right?
For sure.
Definitely a transition, but definitely Bahamian, and then Caribbean and African vibes come behind it.
Absolutely.
And I thought, but this play, I'm sitting here saying, who can play Ronnie Butler in the movie but Sherrod Ramming, right? And this play say, I'm broader than just a Ronnie Butler. Let me show you what I could do. And so, live performance or studio production, which one do you prefer? Which one brings you more energy?
Well, I'll say studio because I can control more elements in the studio, and when I want things to go well, I need to be in control of most elements.
Okay.
There's too much variables in life.
All right. Now, I have No Surgeon, the one that got away, Light Fresh Fruit Spring Water. Is it fair, this energy, Sacred Tribe, Gotta Go, Obey With Me, Liberate Me? Tell me which one the producer can play to take us out.
Oh, man. Let's go with Liberate Me.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, producer, let's prep Liberate Me to take us out of the show. Let me read a couple of texts before we go. The text says, hey, I got a pod cake a year before Corso. Pod cake still running around, fit as ever. Corso gone with a lot of money spent. See, because a Corso is even though it's a strong, sturdy dog, a Corso is a delicate dog. It have feelings. You can't just talk to a Corso any kind of way. You could say anything to a pod cake because a pod cake know how to close its ears. Pod cake suck his teeth and man, she just get up. She's be like that every morning. Don't mind that. Right? I condolences on the loss of your Corso. Here's a text that says, that's why I spayed my dog at Dr. Sands. Right? Please know that there are spay and neuter services available. Because we understand that people love their animals even if they can't afford to give the animal everything that it's supposed to need. Okay, just as we close out the show, let me remind y'all about what's happening tonight. The Black Box Open Mic presents Out of the Box. Tonight, Wednesday, April the 30th, 2025, Four Wall Squash Club, Village Road. Doors open at 7, show starts at 8. Performers, you pay $10. Spectators, you pay $15. Featuring Sherrod Ramming and Ya Doctrine. Also featuring poets from, let me get it right, NAPO RIMO, which is the National Poetry Writing Month. competition for Poets Art, Nisia Pratt, Andrew Gomez, Arthelia Isaacs, and Teron Bryce. There's also going to be a segment with a special tribute to both Elon Catch the Crab Moxie and Patricia Glinton McCullis. It's going to be a wonderful time in partnership with Club and Ponciana Paper Press, founded and operated by Sonia Farmer. If you see me in my fatigues today, I ain't playing police or defense force officer, but I am hunting down tamarind, securing mango trees, and I trying to catch some crab for the Elon Moxie tribute tonight. Come out, bring your dough, because we bring in the crab, buddy. Yeah, Dr. Sherwood, to our two youngest potcake scientists, Crystal Darling, Sergeant, thank you for joining me this morning. Gentlemen, we're going to be playing more of y'all music on the show, and I'm looking forward to May 6th when we have the showcase of local musicians heading to London. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
You guys have a great day. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
Skin, you can still penetrate me. Can it know what my thoughts desecrate me? Unconditional love, liberate me. Liberate me. Usually I'm solid as a rock, but every now and then you shake me. How could this be? Still penetrate me. Can it know what my thoughts desecrate me? Unconditional love, liberate me. Liberate me. I'm solid as a rock, but every now and then you shake me. How could this be? Even with thick skin, you can still penetrate me. Can it know what my thoughts desecrate me?
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Pinder is carrying a new line of tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in four colors. Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Green, and this one, Sky Glass. In this particular tile, I think you'll find coin gray, silver gray, cloud gray, and gray. All of these are seamlessly blended to make the Sky Glass one beautiful tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in two formats, 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot, and 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.